This is Power Talk 1040. Welcome to the show. Every Saturday at this time, we bring you the Cerebral Edge with me, Coach Chris. This is a show that aims to give you the edge to be 1% better every day. Add it all up to 365 days a year, and you're well on your way to being a better version of yourself. And today on the show, I've got a guest, Kevin Hayes, everybody.
Hey there, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for coming on again.
I'd like to ask you what you just did to us.
The ladder.
Is that so? It was called the ladder. Mm-hmm. And now explain. So we just finished a workout, the Mountain Radio Group, in the back of the facility here at the Chapel Hills Mall. And you gave us what is pretty much a torture sort of situation from World War One, I think. Prisoners of war. Explain that. Explain the ladder.
Oh, man, the ladder. The ladder is a great exercise. If you haven't done it, it's kind of like high-intensity interval training, but with a different sort of a spin, right? Because you start by picking an exercise, right? And then you do one rep, right?
Easy.
So say you pick three or four exercises. You do one rep each one of those. You're like, this is cake.
Yeah.
Then the next round you go two. And then you go three. And then you go all the way. You build yourself all the way up to 10 repetitions.
Yeah.
And by the time you're done with that, you have well over 100 reps in the tank. And you're going, this is miserable.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So, yeah. When will the sweating stop, do you think?
The sweating will stop. I don't know.
Yeah, it depends on each person, I guess.
Yeah, it never stops. So it never stops.
We stopped about an hour ago, and I'm just now starting to feel the scalp backing off on the drippage. So, but that was, you know when you've had a good workout.
Yeah, you start raining a little bit.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Thank you, I guess.
That's what I get all the time. Thanks, I suppose. I hate you. I'll see you next week.
So you do this every day, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a little bit different from my day-to-day with clients, right? Because some are for therapeutic exercise that come in to see me, and some are for strength training and things like that. But a lot of people that come in to see me come in, they're like, hey, I've got back pain. I've got shoulder pain because I work out of a chiropractic office called Champion Health Associates, which is up at Briargate and Explorer right there.
Is that that's northwest,
right? Focus on the Family.
Focus on the Family area. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Right across from Focus on the Family. Right. So I work in there. And my company, of course, is called this Cerebral Edge Performance, right, which deals with the nervous system and how to get those systems working again to make you feel better, right?
Yeah, because, you know, you do things that are kind of different, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, we start out and you're like, rub here. And we're like, okay. He's going, now rub harder. Make it hurt.
Right.
And so you start, like, rubbing your sternum. Mm-hmm. Just as an example of one of the things that you have us do, and then when it starts to hurt, you're like, "Why are you doing this?" And then a little bit later, we figure out why, and it's amazing,
right? You
know? Yeah,
The sternum rubbing, that has to do with the breathing, right? Uh-huh. So your diaphragm, right, and how we breathe. If you've ever heard of a thing called the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system,
yeah,
right. So your sympathetic nervous system is fight or flight, right? If you go into a workout with that extremely heightened, right, you're more of a chance for injury.
Right.
Right. You're not a good game play. So if you ever watch Jordan play, uh-huh. Right, did he make it look really hard?
No.
His face all tensed and everything tensed? Or do you make it look effortless?
Yeah, effortless.
Yes. Yeah. So that's a really good balance right there that he had between the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. He wasn't overly stressed, but he wasn't overly calm either. It was that happy medium.
Yeah.
And one of the ways that you can do that to raise that parasympathetic nervous system to make yourself calm down a little bit is to start with the diaphragmatic breathing, right? So your diaphragm basically cuts your body in half, right? From mm-hmm. your upper sternum to your lower. And it's like a parachute. And when you start to use that and breathe deep, all of a sudden you start to get a little bit calmer, right? You take stress out of your neck and shoulders. Your low back starts to feel better because that wraps all the way down to your low back. So if it gets tight, you have a lot of internal tightness you don't know about. Mm-hmm. And that can lead to massive injury. So when I do the rubbing for the sternum, basically what that does is it breaks up some fascial lines that go to that diaphragm. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you go and you put your hands on your belly and you breathe. You're like, wow, I can get my belly a lot easier.
Yeah, and see, and the funny thing is, you know, you're talking about the belly here. It's been a myth for years that when you breathe deep, it's supposed to be upper chest. It's supposed your chest only out. Mm-hmm. And in hearing you're listening to your shows over the past couple months here, you're talking about you want your belly mm-hmm. to extend. You want that air way down deep, and that's what you're doing. Is you're breaking up that sort of tissue
yep.
that might keep that restricted.
Restricted. Down yeah. low. Yeah. Yeah. That's a perfect word for it. Is restricted right there. Right. So then, you know, people always hear the word nervous system, but, you know, what does that really mean? Mm-hmm. What does it mean to you, Kev?
Pain center.
Pain center? It can yeah. be. Right? Yeah. But basically what your nervous system is your brain, mm-hmm. right, and how it communicates with your body mm-hmm. in all sorts of different ways, right? Whether it be your autonomic nervous system, like we've heard that, how we breathe, right? That's autonomic. We don't have to think about it. Heartbeat. All that stuff. A lot of that's been proven that we can actually control that stuff through our breath, right? So you're actually controlling your autonomic nervous system a little bit through breathing a little bit better. So all of a sudden your heart rate can drop a little bit. You can bring that down, right? Which then brings us into a more calming state. And then you also have, it is the pain center as well, as you talked about before, because pain originates from your brain. That's what says that hurts, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
I don't care if I stab you in the arm or burn you or poke you or whatever it is. Your brain's ultimately the one that goes, let's make that hurt.
Yep.
And we know this through disabled veterans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've worked with disabled veterans, and basically worked with this one guy. He had no legs. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while you go, man, my toes are killing me. It feels like they're just being spread apart and hurt really bad.
Really?
Yeah. And you're like, oh, you ain't got any toes, bro. But if you look that up, that's called ghost pain because your nervous system still sees that it's there, but it can't find it.
Now, how long has this guy's legs been gone?
Oh, man. At that point, I think it was a couple years.
Wow. See, because I've heard about that, but I thought it was just a short mm-hmm. maybe 6 months to a year kind of thing, but
yeah,
wow, years. Okay.
Years. Yep. So the same thing can happen with injury, right? So all of a sudden you get injured, say you had a rotator cuff surgery or whatever years ago, and you're like, man, my shoulder's still bothering me. That shoulder's completely healed.
True.
There's no tissue damage. Right. So what's happening a lot of times is a compensation pattern that your brain has started firing different muscles, right, to do the same job, but it's not the most efficient way. So you could start dealing with some impingement or some motor control issue, right? That all stems from your brain changing the way your muscles firing, right? So how do we get rid of that stuff, right? Well, there's three huge systems that I look at. One is going to be your inner ear, kind of how we train right before we start working out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So one's going to be the inner ear. It's called your vestibular system, right? That's part of your nervous system. Two would be something nobody trains. No other trainer that I know trains this, but your eyes, right? And three would be your what they call the proprioceptive system, or just your body, right? And moving your joints around a little mm-hmm. bit to kind of wake them up, right? Hence why we call a lot of stuff wake-up drills. Especially we do the rubbing, right? Mm-hmm. Those are called wake-up drills. Mm-hmm. Wakes up the musculature to start working again. So when we start to do this and we start to prime our brain for activity, we're in a much better state because our brain controls our movement.
Right.
Right? I mean, today, Kev, right? Mm-hmm. When we were starting off the workout, I had you guys in a certain stance, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys had one leg in front of the other. You guys were standing up tall. Mm-hmm. And you guys can try this at home too, Don't do it in your car. It's not gonna be good. Not gonna be good for you. But basically, what I did was, is I had him stand in a tandem stance, close his eyes, move his head around, right, left and right, just side to side, back and forth, and up and down. And basically, we checked his flexibility before and after, and what happened.
Madness.
Madness.
Wasn't it? Was it embarrassing or you're talking about falling all over the place, right?
Well, you were falling a little bit, right?
Yeah.
But what happened to your flexibility before and after?
Oh, the flexibility was much better.
Went way up, right?
Yeah.
Well, why did that happen?
Well, I'm assuming somehow during this course of events, my brain received a message, right?
It was receiving a lot of messages, wasn't it? So, yeah, so basically what he did was, is your vestibular, you trained it a little bit, it felt safer about movement.
Right.
So people will sit there and they'll come to me and they'll be like, man, I've just got really tight hamstrings. I've always had tight hamstrings. My dad has had tight hamstrings, like it's a family curse or something.
Right.
It's like, well, let's take a little deeper look into that and see why your brain's not letting you have access to your hamstrings.
Right, yeah.
And one of the ways is that vestibular system, right? Because basically your vestibular system in your inner ear tells you where you are in space and time. And if it's not real sure, what's it going to do? Lock things down.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And this is something I see with people that come to me that have had a head injury years prior and come to me and they're like, I just got some lower back pain or I've got some, you know, hamstring issue. I'll ask, have you been in a car wreck? Have you ever fell? And a lot of times they'll say, yeah. And I said, well, have you ever done any balance training at all for that? And they kind of look at me like I got a hole in my head. Like, what's that got to do with my low back? My low back hurts. I don't understand. And they'll tell them, I'm like, you're going to do things with me that you've probably never done before in your life.
Right.
And you've never seen before. And it's going to be very different, but it's going to be very effective. Right. And the reason I ask those questions is because your vestibular system lives in an area of your brain called the pons, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's in your brainstem. Mm. That same area controls your extensor tone. So our ability to do a hamstring curl or a squat, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all extensor muscles, glutes, hamstrings, low back muscles, our upper back, mid back, low back, all that stuff that pulls things away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are all extensor muscles. So if your vestibular system does not feel safe being upright, what's it do? You hunch over.
Yep.
Right? And you start to get a wide base because you feel unstable, right? Mm-hmm. You start to really be careful about movement. Once you start training it, your brain goes, oh, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Right.
I can let the brakes go a little bit.
A little trust starts coming into the situation.
Yeah. Right, because you're basically what happens is your old brain sits underneath your new brain. You have a neocortex, right? So basically, you have a subconscious brain in there that goes, "Is this safe or not?" And it's very irrational. It's either this is going to kill me or it's okay. And once you start letting it know things are okay, all of a sudden the brakes start coming off.
There you go.
This is the Cerebral Edge on Power Talk 1040. We'll be right back. And we are back with the Cerebral Edge here on Power Talk 1040, where we give you the edge to be 1% better every day. Back here with Kevin Hayes. How we doing, buddy?
We're doing good. I'm feeling a little better. The sweat has slowly stopped. Anybody who works out knows after a good workout, your arms can be a little wobbly. And your knees. You try to avoid stairs, right?
Stairs at the toilet.
Yes. So falling down on the toilet. But it's starting to feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I saw that as you're trying to put the microphones up, a little bit of
breakiness like, with the arms. Chris, my arms aren't working. What's happening? Like,
I can't use my hands. What's going on? Cool. So I had Kevin on today. One of the primary reasons is because I'm talking about the vestibular system a little bit, the visual system a little bit, because Kevin had a really interesting perspective he told me the other day that I really wasn't thinking about. But tell the listeners, what's the hardest way to catch a softball, basically?
Well, at least for me, when you get a little older, senior softball, the toughest one for me, believe it or not, is the hit straight up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
The ball's straight up. It's like a mile in the air. As soon as I look straight up, I start falling over, start wobbling over to the side and losing my perspective. And it's the most embarrassing one of all. you know, when you're getting on an age a little bit, you want to be able to just do all of it, right?
Oh yeah.
And it should be the simplest play out there. But I think a lot of senior ball players will agree that as you get on an age a little bit, that's a tough one. Straight up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
You should be able to just watch it come right down in your glove.
Easy.
And, of course, I start falling all over. And so that's one of the first things I told Chris was I'd like to see if I can figure that part out.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yep. So that's what something you'll see baseball players all the time. Every time they do that, it's practically a caught ball.
Right. Yeah. It's the easiest play of the night.
The problem is, though, as you age, things in your inner ear start to get detrained. Right?
Right.
You're not moving as much anymore. You're not moving your head around as much anymore as you used to. Think about a little kid, right, on a merry-go-round. They can go on that thing all day long. Like
totally.
100 mile an hour. They're fine. They get out there a little dizzy. You know, you or I look at that, we're like,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And that all has to do with that fluid in the inner ear that moves around.
Right.
So when I tilt my head straight back really fast, I'm activating my posterior semicircular canals in my inner ear.
Mm-hmm.
Along with my visual system to try to track a target, which brings me to why I train the vestibular system and the visual system
mm-hmm.
with athletics and with rehab, right?
Right.
Because they're two vastly important systems when it comes to movement.
Right.
So if you're not used to looking straight back and straight up all mm-hmm. the time, and then you do it run really fast,
mm-hmm.
right? That fluid gets to moving, baby.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, you start to get the wobbles.
Oh, I get the wobbles.
You start moving around, right? Which is why I have you start off in challenging positions, closing your eyes, moving your head up.
Yep.
Right?
And back. You realize how far you've got to go. Yeah. Earlier today, it was left foot back, right foot front in a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes. And as soon as I close my eyes, I'm falling over.
And started wobbling a little bit.
Falling over. And what I want to do is I want to go grab some of those young bucks that I play softball with and ask them to do that
right.
and see how they react. Probably it'd be like, what?
Be like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stand here all day like this. I'm like, shut up.
And I'll get that from a lot of people, too. They have like post-concussion syndrome and they've been dealing with it for years. And they'll be like, can everybody do this? I'm like, yeah, most people can, you know, handle it fairly well, right? Yeah. Meanwhile, they're like, whoa, whoa,
yeah. You know? So, yeah, so it's right foot back, left foot front, straight line with your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes, and Coach Chris is going, look right. And as soon as I look right, I'm falling over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because when my eyes are open, I do a lot better.
Right.
Why is that?
So the reason why you do a lot better with your eyes open versus eyes closed is you have both systems working for you. You have your visual system telling you where the horizon is,
uh-huh.
right? And you have your inner ear kind of telling you where you're at.
Right.
As soon as you close your eyes, you're only relying on the inner ear to tell you where you're at.
And my inner ear has got fluid that's all whacked out.
So what we call that, right, is when your inner ear is telling you one thing and your visual system is telling you something else. You call that a sensory mismatch.
Right.
So your brain's trying to figure out, well, where am I really at? What's going on? And you can imagine how that can wreak havoc on core musculature.
Sure.
Right? Because your visual system has a lot to do with flexor tone, mm-hmm. right? So the ability to, you know, raise your knee up toward your chest would be like a flexor movement, right?
Right.
Or the ability to do a sit-up, that would be a flexor movement, right? So if your inner ear works your extensor tone, and your visual works your flexor tone, and you have those two systems not communicating correctly, what happens? Chaos.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden people come and they're like, I've got this low back pain. I've got this, you know, hip issue. I've got, you know, anything that deals with that, glutes, all sorts of stuff. I'll be like, let's do some visual and some inner ear training and see where we're at. Let's test it, right? Because mm-hmm. you always got to do tests to see, you know, if that could be an issue or if that's not the issue. Sometimes it's just a muscle issue that we got to train. But 9 times out of 10, there's an issue between those two systems.
Well, and it's funny because I think we all know that your body tries to make up for other things that could be wrong. It's like when I'm doing the balance thing that we talked about, 1 foot forward, 1 foot back, eyes closed. Mm-hmm. Immediately my calves start killing me.
Right.
Because they're trying to keep me up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they if everything is working properly, my calves are calm.
Right.
But because my inner ear issue has got me wanting to lean off to the right, my left calf is trying to keep me up.
Right.
And so pretty soon my calves are killing me. And it's like, I would never have guessed just by doing a balance training exercise that my calves would start screaming.
Right. And that's your footwork and really hard to try to keep you stable.
Right.
So other people will notice their glute will work twice as hard.
Yeah. And that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yep.
Same thing pretty much.
That's what happened with Dave, right?
Right.
So Dave West, the guy who owns Mountain Country and Power Talk 1040, was my client, and he would start complaining, go, man, my glute hurts really bad doing this drill.
Yeah.
You'd never think that just moving your head, but it's, you know, that inner ear trying to work with the musculature system to find out where you are. You start ingraining that more and more and more, and man, you have such a better rock solid base.
So the good news is we can train that up.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. It can be trained. Your visual system can be trained, right? Because your visual system has muscles just like everywhere else, right? You have muscles that tell your eyes to move in and out and up and down, left and right. And your inner ear can be trained, right? Because you can start to move your head around, move that fluid around, get more activation. Mm-hmm. In that inner ear to all of a sudden wake up a little bit.
Right.
Right. And then once you start to train those two systems, man, playing softball becomes much better.
And I would imagine it affects the ability to see the ball a little better, to react to the ball a little better, a little faster perhaps.
Yep.
And so I imagine golfers, even the pros have to hit a little ball or have to react quickly. I imagine they do a lot of that kind of stuff there too, right?
That's why Tiger Woods got that laser surgery on his eyes so he could have 20/10 vision.
Right.
Right. Which is another drill that I have people do is not laser surgery, of course, but you know, I'll have them look at something in a distance, right? And I'll be like, how blurry is that? And I'll get them to where it's just a little blurry, but not too much. But I'll have them do a drill, and it's called a pencil push-up. And it seems really silly, and it doesn't seem like it should work very well, but it works fantastic for most of my people. What they do is they take their finger, and they bring it toward the tip of their nose, and they follow the finger in with both eyes until it gets blurry or splits.
There it is.
Bring it back out.
Oh, so when it starts to get somewhat blurry, you bring it back out.
Yep.
Okay.
And you do that for 5 repetitions.
It seems like such a simple thing.
Right.
But I could see how this would really help.
Right. And a lot of people are like, I really have to concentrate, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So you do that for 5 and then you pick your target again and see how blurry it is or if it's more clear. Right. And a lot of times people go, yeah, that is a little bit clearer. Right. Because your eye muscle is just like any other muscle in your body, right? It gets detrained, right? And then you start to train it. And all of a sudden it gets better and stronger. And all of a sudden you're able to see better.
Makes perfect sense.
And your eyes, our central nervous system, full stop. They plug right into your brain. So that's some ways that you can train your nervous system to make you a little bit better.
And this is the kind of stuff that you're doing over at the Cerebral Edge, over there on what's the Explorer and
oh man, why am I losing? Crossman Focus on the Family.
Yeah, Crossman Focus on the Family. Okay.
Yeah. Explore.
Do you go to people too? I mean, you come to us to work us out, or do you do that with other folks too? Or
not right now. Mostly, it's just right in house.
Okay.
I do have like online training.
Okay.
Through my Trainerize app and stuff like that, so people can be away from me. I can create a workout for them, and stuff like that. but most of it is in person, one-on-one stuff.
How would people get a hold of you if they wanted to come and work out?
So basically what they would do is they would call Champion Health Associates, and that's 719-473-7000, and just book an appointment with me. And another way you can do it is you can call my cell phone, 517-262-1426, or go to my website, cerebraledgeperformance.com, and you can fill out, you know, a little questionnaire there for you, and I can get back to you and schedule a time with you. The thing is, it's really hard to do like groups with what I do because it's so specific.
Right.
You know, yeah. Like for you.
You want to work on my softball stuff.
Yeah. I'd want to work on your softball stuff. And for you, I'd probably bring your drills down a little bit.
Right.
To make them work a little bit better for you. But I'm pretty sure they're already paying pretty good dividends. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this has been the Cerebral Edge on Power Talk 1040. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that what you heard today will help make you at least 1% better, because 1% better adds up every day, doesn't it? That's exciting. Join me next Saturday at noon right here on Power Talk 1040. I'm Coach Chris, and until next time, stay strong.